Infrastructure needs at Kansas State is something that's been an issue at the university for many, many years. On the north side of campus, the athletic department is doing millions of dollars worth of construction aimed at addressing the issue. However, Dr. Kirk Schultz, university president, says the academic needs must and will be included when it comes to campus construction.
Clearly, on the north side of campus over in the athletic complex, we're doing over $100 million in new construction. Bill Snyder Family Stadium expansion, new basketball training facility, tennis courts, the rec complex, all of that kind of stuff, which is all great things for our institution, and we feel good about that. However, we need to make sure that we're adding academic core infrastructure space in the central part of campus to accommodate growing faculty, new students, and some of those sorts of things. So we've got a bunch of projects that are on the books that are kind of moving forward. We recently opened up an expansion on Justin Hall, which was a $5 million privately funded project that added some classroom space and things like that. And as people are back on campus, I hope they take the opportunity to walk through and see what a modern classroom can really look like. But some of the new ones, we have a new $50 million business building that we're doing major fundraising for, and that'll be $35 million of that $50 million will be from private donors. $15 million of that will be money that we find internally within the university, whether that's tuition fees or student fees. We haven't determined, but the important thing, $35 million of that will be private dollars. We have a new addition going on to engineering, and that'll be a $40 million addition, of which $20 million of that is also going to be from private donors, and that'll add classroom space and things to the engineering complex. The Campus Welcome Center, which is Old Memorial Stadium, where we're going to put career planning and placement and Greek life and a lot of those things, will also open up some areas in the central part of campus. And then our students are considering a major renovation and expansion of the Student Union. And believe it or not, all of these, business, engineering, the Campus Welcome Center, and the Student Union, could all be going on simultaneously. So when you look at all the cranes and things over on athletics, we think, wow, that's a lot of stuff. The central part of campus could look like a construction zone here in a couple years in a very positive way to add several hundred thousand square feet in the central part of campus.
So how are we doing then when we talk about these buildings with just classroom space?
Well, we had a group come onto campus. Ayers St. Gross is the name of the firm that specializes in campus master planning. And as part of their process, what they do is they look at current condition of space and current utilization of space, and what do you think projected growth is going to be? And then they kind of use both those things to help determine what we need to do in facilities over the next 15 to 20 years. What they found was that largely Kansas State University has about the right amount of classroom space for the current number of students we have. Now, what they did was not look at who owned the classrooms and who scheduled the classrooms. They just said, what's your instructional space look like? Here's what the student loads are. The fact of the matter is at K-State, we've got some rooms that are controlled or scheduled, is a better way to put it, by department. Some are scheduled by a college, and some are scheduled centrally. And so what happens is it could be an engineering classroom that's vacant because it's scheduled by a college when somebody else is looking for a room on a different side of campus in a different college and goes, we don't have any. So we don't see that one of the things that we have to do in the next 5 years is add a huge amount of new core instructional space. We need to add some, but the question is what is the size of the rooms need to be? And we also have to look at scheduling arrangements to see, are we actually utilizing the space we currently have in as effective way as possible? Now, that being said, there's a big difference between having enough seats and the quality of the space. My argument is a lot of our classrooms are tremendously outdated. They still look the way they did 30 years ago. They need technology upgrades. They need those kinds of things. So to me, we maybe not need to add buildings with lots of new classrooms, but we need to go back and aggressively renovate and recondition a lot of the current ones to make them more usable.
Is that renovation in the offing?
I believe so. There's a greater sense, greater awareness of the needs for renovation with our legislature, because that's something I've kind of pounded on the table on the last 3 or 4 years, is we have an old historic campus that looks beautiful, but the buildings need a lot of work on the inside, and that's hard dollars to raise money, you know, to do. One of the projects we have in front of the governor and the legislature this legislative session will be dollars to renovate the Seton complex for architecture, planning, and design. So that's not a new construction. That's not a new building. That's not a new shell. That's basically going in, gutting that complex, redoing it, new roof, new heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and setting up the spaces appropriate for the design experience that our architecture students really need. So that could be another major renovation project in addition to some of the other new spaces that are going on campus. So we're going to see both because we need both.
What about living space for students?
We're also in the early stages of trying to determine what to do with building a new residence hall. Kansas State has not added a new freshman or first-year residence hall since 1961. Now, we've done a lot with the Jardine complex, which is really married student housing, graduate student housing. There's been, you know, extensive renovations done there. But one of the things that we need to do is really look at adding several hundred additional beds. Now, the key is you just don't want to overgrow that. But we are at a point that we're really struggling right now with finding enough beds for the incoming students and the junior and senior students who really want to live in a residence hall as opposed to living in an apartment. So it's a good problem to have, but we want to be cautious and not overbuild.
You earlier mentioned the legislature. We just got out of this election process. What kind of an impact do you think that process is going to have on not only the legislature, but Kansas State University's interaction with the legislature?
Yeah, largely, if you look from a 50,000, you know, point of view on the election, the country largely stayed status quo. We didn't really see these big shifts in the House or the Senate. In the state of Kansas, we also didn't see these huge shifts or anything like that. So we essentially sent a lot of the same people back, both at the state and federal level. So one of the things I think we're going to still struggle with in Kansas is making sure that we're adequately supporting education at the K through 16 level. And I think looking at the system holistically is really important. It's easy to kind of separate higher ed from K through 12, but really if we're going to talk about quality of public education, we've got to look at that holistically. And I think that's something that my counterparts at the other universities are also very concerned with, is we got to partner with K through 12 and make sure that education remains something important for the state of Kansas.
K through 12. What can you as a college president, what can Kansas State University do to get K through 12 to maybe make some changes to send us out? I'm not sure I want to say a better educated student, but a student ready to work in the university environment.
I think this is a challenge to do. However, what we can't do is say, we're going to tell you what you need to do, and it's your fault. And sometimes that's the way higher ed has treated K through 12. You know, we're perfect, you're imperfect, and you guys need to change. To me, you got to sit down with some key leaders, shut the door, make sure that you can have some confidential conversations, and you simply say, look, this is what we're trying to get to. What do we need to do? What do you guys need to do? And let's see if we can't really develop some plans and things like that. I believe if we look at it holistically, where we've got to do some things maybe a little differently, K through 12's got to do some things a little bit differently, that we'll be in a better spot. As one of the two major institutions in the state of Kansas, this affects us a great deal because we have more Kansas high school kids coming to K-State than any other school in the state of Kansas. So making sure that they're well prepared, they're ready for college, they have the academic background, the study skills, those kinds of things to be successful at a major university environment is really critical to our success, where maybe if we had a lot more out-of-state students, we wouldn't worry about it as much. So to me, this is not just, higher ed, this is a K-State issue that we're going to have to make sure that we're working closely with superintendents and principals on coming to some collaboration on what we can do to make it better.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.